Hello, this is James Medeek speaking, and you're listening to The 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And today we're talking about secret number 36. Now, 36 out of 52, we're way into it, and is there more than 52 secrets? Of course there is. There's lots of secrets. What I'm trying to do is make sure that you get the important ones out, the ones that really help you do one thing. And what's that? I'm talking about build a business. Now let me say that again. I want you to build a business. Because there's a problem, a fundamental problem with most of the stuff that you find online telling you how to do one thing, earn money online. See, earning money online is one thing, building a business is another thing. And I think that most people are missing the boat when it comes to building a business. And how can you tell? Well, you can tell by their actions and their behaviors. The things that they do online are designed to get a check one time or a purchase one time from your customers. And getting a purchase one time from your customers has nothing to do with building a business. So, what do you need to do to fix that? Well, you need to think of something that I was reminding of this week. Now, I'll give you an example. Sometimes in the computer industry, you hear a term called, what kind of back-end systems do you have? And a lot of times that refers to, well, we're using Microsoft SQL Server, or we're using PHP scripting language and MySQL for a database, and we're using this, that, and the other thing. And they're referring to technology, the stuff that runs at the back of your office, this back office stuff that runs your business. Now, that's very, very important. And the reason I know that is because, for example, the payment processor that I used, my part of my back office, is outsourced. And that means that I have a third party who I pay monthly to make sure that people can make orders on my website. And they didn't do a very good job this week. In fact, they were probably out almost 48 hours of the week. None of my customers could place an order. So they would go to the site, get sold by my compelling copy on my web pages, and in fact, then they'd try and order and it would say page not found or page missing. So my back office, the back end of my business, wasn't working properly. And we're going to spend some time on that kind of back end, but I want you to consider a more important back end first. And I'm talking about the way that you structure your business. Now, on the page that's included here, you'll notice that my strategy is, you know, when you think about it, who's easier to sell? Someone who's already a happy customer or someone who doesn't know you? Well, of course, it's a happy customer. So if you have the choice of making sales to an existing customer or someone new, which would you like? Yeah, the existing customer. So how do you build your business so that you can build in a way to get recurring revenues from your customer by continuing to provide value and information for them? And I'll tell you the way I've gotten my business set up. It's not a secret, but I want you to consider it in the sense that you have to take a look at your business and see how you can combine a front end and a back end. And what I mean by that is this. You have to have something that's easy to capture the customer in a one-time kind of sale that gets them started in the purchasing relationship with you. So we're past the point where, yes, they're going to subscribe to an email and get your newsletter. It's how do you make them, or how do you give them an easy way to purchase so that you can now sell them more things over time. And the way I've set it up is this way. I have product sites that are pretty inexpensive, usually anywhere from $59 to $97. And that's my front end. It's an easy way. And in fact, my book is the easiest one. It's $37. It's just a purchase. But what happens after that is I have a series of more expensive products and services that I offer to the customer over time. So it's not try and sell them something really expensive up front. I try and sell them something inexpensive that's easy up front to get them started. Once they're started, they're comfortable with me, they get to know me, maybe we talk on the phone, we have an internet chat session, they listen to me in a teleclass, they ask some questions. they're comfortable with me, then it's not as hard for them to say, you know what, I've got a lot of value from James, I think I'm going to spend a little bit more money. And they do. And that's what the back end is about. You have to have a system or products and services for your existing customers to continue to spend money with you. Because more money will come from your existing customers, from new customers. And in fact, it's the 80-20 rule. You'll get 80% of your business will come from existing customers, 20% will come from new customers. And if you can continue to do that, you're going to build a business. If you only have a front-end product, a single product that you can sell one time, you better hope that you have another product next month, or that you have a big budget to have people to find you, and you have great sales letters, and you can convert everyone that you get to your site, because it's going to be really hard slogging to try and make a new sale each and every day. It's a lot easier to repeat a sale for a different product or an additional product and service to an existing customer than it ever is to sell a new customer. So think about your business. Look at the sites on my list, and you'll see all of the sites are one-page mini sales sites. And then I have something called a membership site at the back. And in fact, that's what we'll talk about next week, is how you use membership sites. This is James Maduk speaking. You've been listening to Secret 36 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing.